So Prairie State Legal Services, we are a civil legal aid provider, and we cover Mercer County out of our Rock Island office. And so we are partnering this spring with the Public Interest Law Initiative, and we're going to be putting on a virtual expungement clinic that will cover Mercer County. And so basically the goal of the clinic is to help folks out who are maybe struggling to access employment or housing as a result of old criminal records that are eligible to be cleared. So the clinic is all virtual, and we'll be working with clients over the phone and pairing them with some volunteer attorneys that we have who'll be working on the project. And yeah, the best way to sign up if you're interested in learning more about expungement and seeing if you're eligible is to call 309-283-3744.
And as far as the expungement process, is most of this tied to the cannabis-related issue, or are we talking about other crimes as well?
Yeah, so we are able to help out with cannabis related offenses that are on individuals' records, but we can also help with other other offenses as well. So there are some crimes that aren't eligible, and there are some that are eligible to be either expunged or sealed. And so we can kind of work with you and go through your record and basically see what might be eligible and hopefully help you out in that way.
And how big of an issue is this? You talk about, you know, if you don't get maybe this record cleared, you know, your hopes of maybe employment, as you mentioned, will not be very good. So how big of an issue is this in this area?
Yeah, so we see that these criminal records create barriers to access. Employment and housing are probably the two biggest areas. There have been some studies done that have found that almost 9 out of every 10 employers conduct background checks, and many employers and landlords won't either hire or rent to someone with a criminal conviction. And sometimes there can be issues, even if you weren't convicted of a crime, if you have an arrest record, that can sometimes cause issues for folks as well. So those are kind of the two main areas where we see it helping people out, kind of move on and chart a new course in their life. And yeah, so we're just hopeful to help as many people as we can with that in Mercer County.